Hi everyone, I got a question to ask you today. Have you ever been persecuted for your faith? Think about that for a minute. Have you ever been persecuted for your faith? You know, persecution comes in a lot of different forms. Sometimes Christians are persecuted by being left out. Sometimes Christians are persecuted by people making passive-aggressive comments or just outrightly being hateful towards Christians. And then there's a whole other level of persecution. And that doesn't really happen much in America, but I know of countries that your very life is at stake if you profess to be a Christian. If you own a Bible, if you tell anyone about your faith, if you're caught praying to the God of the Bible. You know, I know a young man who feels called to be a full-time missionary. And I haven't asked his permission, so I'm not going to share his name with you. He's actually in another country as I record this, so I can't even text him and ask him. But this young man is willing to give everything for the sake of the gospel of Christ, and even to the point of going to an unreached people group and learning their language and living in their culture and building trust no matter how long it takes so that he can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow, that's amazing to me. I don't have that in me. I don't know about you, but I don't have that in me. But this young man is following the calling that God is leading him in. So I want to pray specifically for him today, but I want to pray for all of the Christians in the world that are persecuted. All of those missionaries that we just maybe hear stories about here and there, but we really don't know the danger that they live in day to day. So let's lift them up in prayer. Lord, I want to lift up my friend to you, the young man who is feeling called to vocational missionary work and full-time missionary work. And Lord, I just pray for discernment and wisdom and your perfect placement for him. I pray your protection over him in the process of it. And thank you for his faithfulness. Lord, there are so many Christians that we don't have any idea what they're going through as professors of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, there's so many who are in danger. There's so many that are murdered for proclaiming the gospel. And we know, Lord, that your word tells us that there's a special place for those people, special rewards for those who are martyred. But Father, we ask that in those countries where it's the most hard to penetrate those countries with the gospel, that walls would be broken down, and that your work would be unleashed until everyone in the world has heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. As your word says, that will happen. And so in the meantime, we ask that you would protect, that you would send out missionaries, call missionaries, Lord, open doors for them and opportunities for them to share the gospel. We just pray for revival, not just in our town, in our state, but we pray for that, but all over the world. Would you do a major revival, and would Christianity be on the forefront of people's minds who didn't even hear the name Jesus until now? Lord, we thank you so much for those who serve in the mission field. We lift them up to you today in Jesus' name.